From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. According to a top Marine general, if women are to play more significant combat roles, in all likelihood, some military standards will have to be lowered. General John Kelly, head of the U.S. Southern Command, telling reporters today he believes there will be great pressure to do this because he says so far few women have taken on certain military jobs.
The answer, I think, will be if we don't change standards, it will be very, very difficult to have any real numbers come into the infantry, or the Rangers, or the SEALs.
Marine Corps have sought to keep certain infantry and combat jobs closed to women, citing studies showing combined gender units are less effective than male-only units. Former Defense Secretary Ash Carter recently opened all combat jobs to women. Federal authorities say a Houston man charged with attempting to support ISIS was encouraged by a Syrian refugee in California. Both men were arrested yesterday. Houston Public Media, Saida Hassan reports.
24-year-old Omar Al-Hardan made his first appearance at the U.S. District Court in Houston. He faces a 3-count indictment alleging that he attempted to provide material support and resources to ISIS. U.S. Attorney Ken Magidson says authorities made the arrest before there was any threat to the public.
We will do everything we can to ensure that cases of this ilk are brought to justice, and we feel very confident in the evidence in this case.
Al-Hardan came to the U.S. in 2009 as an Iraqi refugee. The government is asking for him to be held without bail while he awaits trial. He's been appointed a public defender, and a hearing is set for next week. For NPR News, I'm Saida Hassan in Houston.
U.S. consumers boosted their borrowing in November. The Federal Reserve announcing today overall borrowing was up by $14 billion to a new record of $3.53 trillion. Much of that continued to be for so-called non-revolving credit, loans for automobiles and education. U.S. stocks closed lower again today despite better-than-expected jobs news. As NPR's John Itzi explains, the rosy employment numbers were not enough to offset concerns about China and global growth.
Stocks opened sharply higher after news that the U.S. economy created 292,000 new jobs in December. Unemployment was steady at 5% as hundreds of thousands of people entered or re-entered the U.S. labor force. But despite the positive news on jobs, U.S. markets couldn't shake off concern about slowing growth in China and turmoil in its stock market, which fell 10% for the week. The Dow Industrials and the S&P 500 closed down another 1% for the day and about 6% for the week. For the two major indexes, it was the worst 5-day start to a year on record. John Edstee, NPR News, Washington.
Looking at the numbers, the Dow was down 167 points today to 16,346. The Nasdaq dropped 45 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A contractor hired at a cut-rate price to take down a building in Philadelphia was sentenced to 15 to 30 years in prison today. Judge telling Griffin Campbell, the victims who died when the building collapsed onto a neighboring Salvation Army thrift store, suffered slow, agonizing deaths. The judge says jurors had found Campbell to be criminally reckless and to have lied to investigators. Another man hired by Campbell to do the actual demolition work received a lesser sentence. Prosecutors contend corners were cut during the project that led to the collapse. Former director of baseball development for the St. Louis Cardinals is pleading guilty to hacking into a rival's personal database. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports no one else has been charged in connection with the scandal.
Christopher Correa faced 5 counts of unauthorized access to a protected computer. Prosecutors in Houston say he got a hold of a computer password of a man who went to work with the rival Houston Astros team in 2013. And for the next year, the FBI says, Correa repeatedly accessed his competitor's scouting reports, trade discussions, and draft materials. Correa admitted he hid his identity and his location as part of the plea deal. He was fired by the St. Louis Cardinals last year after the Justice Department investigation became public. Correa is scheduled to be sentenced in April. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Retailer Toys R Us says its holiday sales were up even with strong competition from online retailers like Amazon. The company says for the crucial holiday shopping period, sales at stores open at least a year were up 2% compared with the same period a year ago. Industry analysts closely monitor those numbers, which they say are a good indicator of the overall health of a retail firm. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.